Amber,
and we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today we're going to be discussing the werewolf.
Oh, I wasn't planning on doing it, sorry.
And we're not we're not just talking Twilight werewolves, which I will be bringing up. I just
damn, I was hoping not.
Well, you know, like, the Twilight werewolves aren't even werewolves, which is revealed in the end, spoiler alert. They're not even werewolves, they're just shapeshifters. So, maybe they'll be discussed in a different episode.
Which poses a question I was going to bring up in this episode, mm-hmm. which is, do you think of werewolves and shapeshifters as the same thing?
No. And here's why. For me,
shapeshifters
anyway.
Can go multiple shapes.
Shapeshifters can elect. That's a quote Hermione Granger from Harry Potter 3, The Prisoner of Azkaban. And Animagus can elect to choose when he fuck, or elect his trans whatever.
A werewolf cannot.
A werewolf cannot, and a werewolf has no memory.
And what's funny is I'm realizing as we start this episode, our werewolf pop culture is probably way the fuck different.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely
absolutely.
Is. Because, like, I'm over here, like, Harry Potter.
I'm
Twilight.
Like, Ginger Snaps and fucking American, Ugly Americans.
Oh,
and,
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
I do love Teen Wolf.
Never saw the show, but I love the movies.
I love both of them, actually. Yeah. I do. The movies are great. The movies are so dumb.
Michael J. Fox.
I mean, they're so good, but, like, I know a werewolf ain't about to be walking to fucking school in a werewolf fucking outfit. Like, or, like, attire.
But if he's, like, famous for being a werewolf and everybody loves it.
Oh, my God. It's so dumb. It's, like, but it's so good. But it's so good. Like, you know.
It is. I love it.
Oh, my God. Michael J. Fox was kind of a babe.
You know what?
Like, what? You weren't attracted to him? I thought he was cute as hell. Michael J. Fox? No?
No. Michael J. Fox was on Family Ties, and he was the annoying Republican child. And
oh,
no. I have I like Michael J. Fox best in The Frighteners, mm-hmm. which is an amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, it's hilarious. It's a ghost movie. And I like him in Spin City, where he's, like, the mayor of New York State.
Back to the Future?
I mean, I like Back to the Future, but I don't think he's, like, super cute or anything. And he's not my favorite part of those movies at all. I'm more attracted to his girlfriend in those movies than I am to him.
To be honest, my favorite part of Back to the Future is Biff and Biff's family. They're
yeah,
fucking
I
so funny!
Say,
like,
I like tall guys, and Michael J. Fox is anti-tall guy. I mean...
But Teen Wolf is a good one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like his movies. I'm just not attracted to him. Like, there were so many movies in the 80s, 90s era that Michael J. Fox was in. Like, I'm thinking of one I watched a lot where he was, like, he worked on Wall Street as a teenager or something. I don't know. It's in there. Like, I watched it a lot, but I don't know what it was called or anything.
I feel like there's a TV show that I watched him on, and maybe it's what you said.
Spin City?
No, it's a TV show.
Family Ties? Well, Spin City is a TV show.
Maybe it is Family Ties. I don't know. He was a big brother.
Was he really young, and did he usually wear a tie?
No, no. I don't know.
I can't remember any other TV show when he was younger. I just remember Family Ties. And I remember Spin City. And I fucking love Spin City. That's a great show. It's funny. It's funny.
Now, on the topic of werewolves, there's so many different ways that...
Because there's more than just Michael J. Fox.
Right, right.
Sorry, guys.
There's so many different ways that not just pop culture, but legends as well describe how they are.
Yeah.
You've got the Van Helsing pop culture, where they're, like, big, buff, like, creatures that are, like, half, literally half man, half werewolf.
And you've got the underworld werewolves, where they're, like, hitting
yeah,
them
that.
Against each other, like,
weird
fighting, like, gladiator
fuck.
Werewolves. God, I love underworld werewolves.
Weird. Like,
I can't mean, say underworld quite right tonight.
I forgot about underworld.
I love
I hate
underworld.
Them. They're so ugly. Guys, it's
I mean, before he's a werewolf, what is it, Michael Sheehan or whatever?
My God, that's Aro from Twilight.
I don't know who that is, but I didn't remember.
But, yeah, he's high. He's high.
Oh, choose to think of him as werewolf guy. Cause,
oh, such a sad movie.
It is so sad. He kills his own daughter, you bastard.
Yeah, fuck you. Oh, but fuck you. Great but, actor, though. Love that guy. He's so good. He's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like the daughter better, that actress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways to see them. Like you said, then there's the Harry Potter one. Not a fan of the Harry Potter one. I don't like skinny werewolves. Werewolves are already scary, and
yeah.
That one was so
It was
scary.
Creepy. It was like crackhead werewolf. But that is not the same episode as when Steve thinks he's a werewolf because he's been
like his friends, yeah, are,
friends
like,
are like feeding into it.
Right, exactly, yes.
That shit's hilarious. I totally forgot about that. That's so funny.
I love me some werewolves. I love me some werewolf romances, though they're not as common as vampire romances. And what is with the theory that werewolves are vampire sworn enemies? Because that's an
alien. I wonder if it has to do with the fact that werewolf and vampire legend, like when I was reading about the werewolf stuff, and I remember when I was reading about vampire stuff too, like there's a lot of crossover, especially in Eastern Europe, with their vampire and their werewolf lore, and like the creatures themselves, like the Greeks have like some weird crossover creature that has a long name that I can't remember and didn't write down, but sorry. Like, I wonder if because their lore was so connected that once it came down to us, now we're like, oh, well, they must be, like, against each other because, I don't know. Because, like, I don't know, in Monster Squad, the werewolf and the vampire work together. Wolfman's got nards! Sorry, that was for all my 80s babies out there. I love Monster Squad. That is one of my favorite werewolf movies. I love that movie. It's cool. It's great. It's a group of kids against a group of monsters. And Frankenstein is on the kids' side.
Damn,
it's a gentle giant
episode on him.
Yes.
Dude, no, there was like this somebody...
Well, and reanimated corpses in general.
Right. Somebody made this post on Facebook. It was like a meme, like a screenshot, and it was like, all these snowflakes now, or all the kids nowadays are such snowflakes, they're now trying to say that Frankenstein has feelings. And somebody was like,
that's
the point!
Point of the book.
That's
I saw
the
that
point
meme.
Of the fucking...
That is the entire point of the book, thank you.
You mean they're actually reading?
It
was misunderstood.
Still burned that Witch of Blackbird Pond is on the banned books list. Fuck you guys. It was one of my favorite books growing up.
J.B. Jones is on the fucking banned book list because she has a attitude, and it's not a good thing for kids to look up to. And I told Bryson that, and I was like, wait, you know what that sounds like? Somebody not liking an outspoken female character.
Well, as a mother, I will say, I didn't read Jeannie B. Jones, but my oldest daughter did, and you've met her attitude. So, all I can say about that. back to werewolves. So, they are all throughout pop culture because they've been throughout our history for, like,
sorry,
ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got werewolf lore going way back past before the Middle Ages, when there were the werewolf trials that coincided with the witch trials in Europe. Yeah, I said all that right. Yeah. So some werewolf stuff shows them as like a wolf. Some of it shows them as like a half wolf, half man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I like the idea of someone being able to fully transform into a wolf.
Okay.
I love the aesthetic. I like the idea. I think it's beautiful. Spiritually speaking, I think it's gorgeous. Werewolf speaking, I don't think it's physically possible.
See,
I mean, I could say that about anything.
Okay, so you think it's more likely that if somebody is able to shift...
Physically shift, it would probably be
a shapeshifter versus a werewolf.
Like, if someone is able to physically, like, on a physical plane, shift into...
An entire wolf, like, it looks just like a wolf.
I don't think that's possible.
You don't think that's werewolf? Like, so, werewolves to you are the half-man, half...
Yes. Now, spiritually speaking, I think... I'm gonna sound crazy. I think it depends on the transformation, maybe, because if they're gonna be all, like, bones cracking and shit, like, horror movie werewolf...
Like Trick or Treat.
Then it's going to be, like... half man, half wolf standing up. If it's spiritually speaking, if it's a beautiful sequence where a person fades with like this yellow, gold.
versus the wolf, like the beautiful.
I think they're two different things. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I, when I think of werewolf, I don't think like. Sorry, guys. That water went down.
No, it's okay. I'm looking through my straw because I'm using a biodegradable straw. And I'm pissed because I've been drinking it this whole time, and I'm like, this tastes weird. What the fuck? It's in my biodegradable straw. Is it degrading in my mouth? I think I just sent you that fucking meme that was like when the straw gets mushy. I think that's what the fuck is happening. And I'm like, well, I'm not drinking that anymore.
I like the idea of shifting completely into a wolf, but I think that is more of a shapeshifter or a fairy tale witch kind of thing.
Yeah, or it's, to me it's like a nature spirit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as far as werewolves themselves go, I always have pictured like the most wolfly it would be like the big bad wolf out of Little Red Riding Hood, you know what I mean? Where I've never pictured him as just a regular wolf. He's like always been on two legs. He's always had broad chest shoulder thing going on like an actual man would have. So it's been something of a half man, half wolf, but definitely more wolf's clothing, right? Whereas when I think werewolf, I do think a little less pretty because it's going to be like fucked up looking like the howling and shit.
The way you said that, it does remind me of fucking that scene from Harry Potter where he's like, where and wolf, where big men, men, wolf. And he like goes on and on.
Oh my god. I'm not as familiar with Lupin. I'm not gonna lie. Like, my favorite Harry Potter movies would definitely be the first one and the later ones. But the Lupin one.
I do love the last one. I can't lie.
I don't know. Like, my favorite werewolves are definitely the ladies out of Trick or Treat. Because Anna Paquin, she's like.
Oh shit, they got werewolves on True Blood too. Damn, I forgot about that.
Did they?
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. I'm
well, and Anna Paquin is a werewolf in Trick or Treat, and Trick or Treat's like my favorite Halloween movie. I fucking love it. I got my mom to watch it the other night.
Oh, we got a new subscriber. Sorry.
Fuck yeah. I got my mom to watch it the other night, and she's like, this is a good movie. It's like, it's hard to keep up with because it goes back and forth in time throughout the entire night, but it's a fucking good movie. And I think my favorite part is the werewolves. I fucking love those ladies because they are predators to the extreme, and props to you, girls.
So this is the alpha werewolf. His name's Alcee, and I'm sure you recognize the actor.
Yeah. Even more so now. It's a good picture.
Dude, I just gotta say, I'm gonna be that bitch and say, pop culture-wise, I love werewolves. Like, let's be clear, they're always, like, when I think of a werewolf, he's obviously a biker. Like, he obviously rides a Harley, and he's got a leather jacket. And he looks like Alcee from True Blood.
I was like, this is not what I think of, but now I understand why.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, also, Bryson and I were watching this one movie. I don't even know what it, oh, The Boys. Billy Butcher. He looks like a fucking werewolf. They just have, like, this look. It's like this rugged, like, they got, like, this beard. Like, I'll show you a picture, too. Sorry, like...
I don't know. For me, okay, so, hey, pop culture werewolves, 80s kids, do you remember My Stepdad's a Werewolf?
Oh, my God.
Love that movie. Love that movie. It was such a good one. That was a good movie. I used to watch it, and, what is it? I wear sunglasses at night, like, back-to-back all the fucking time, because I love that vampire movie, too, which I forgot to mention on our vampire episodes. Yes.
So, what?
I said yes.
Oh, I thought you said that in a shitty way. I was like, no.
looking like Wolverine and
Wolverine.
Yeah,
you
know, he's got the pre-werewolf thing looking. When I think werewolves, do I think of a specific, like, I am realizing that I like a lot of female werewolf characters because I love Ginger Snaps. I used to watch all those movies when I was younger, and it's about a pair of sisters, and at least one of them's a werewolf, if not both of them.
I'm gonna be that bitch, and, I don't like the idea of female werewolves.
Oh.
I know, I realize that's, I don't think it's fucked up, I don't, because, like, I don't know, I guess because the books that I read growing up, there were no female werewolves, and it was addressed in some of those books. The reason why there's no female werewolves is because of this. So I just subscribe to that, I guess. I don't know. And you never see it, I guess. You never see
female. You gotta watch Trick or Treat.
I've never seen
it. They are the baddest bitches. They're so great. Like, it's an old enough movie. Spoiler alert. I'm gonna spoil some shit.
I guess there can be female women.
Like, so they have this yearly tradition because they are a female-led pack of werewolves. All the chick werewolves, they get together. They get cute-ass little costumes. They find themselves a date. And, of course, they're fucking hot, so they can get whatever date they want. And they all go out into the woods, and they dance around a bonfire. And then they take their yearly kill. They strip off their skin. And, like, it's really cool the way they change werewolves, too, because, like, they peel their skin off.
Ew, they do that in Van Helsing. I hate that.
Oh, it's so cool. Like, they just toss it aside like fucking rubber. It's pretty cool.
The one from 2007?
Yeah, yeah, because it's Treat, not Or. Yeah, Trick or Treat. It's such a good movie. And, like, it's fucking good. And they're just, like, the one.
Oh, it's an anthology horror.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, but all of them tie in. Like, all the vignettes tie in together. Like, it's a cohesive story where Sam is, like, in all of the vignettes. And they each cross paths with each other. Like, they all cross paths and all of their stories intertwine. It's a fucking good. It's my favorite Halloween movie, and I have a hard time picking favorites. It's good. And I would say it's one of my favorite werewolf movies. Like, it's right up there with Monster Squad, man. It's good.
You know, I say that about female werewolves, but then I remember.
Plus, they're like a female-led pack. Like, it's fucking bomb bitches.
There is another.
Also, they're man-eaters.
Yeah, I love that.
Also, if there's not a werewolf movie out there called Man-Eaters about female werewolves, somebody give it to me, please.
Right? Well, speaking of female werewolves, I just remembered there actually is a legend where a female is a werewolf, and this is one of my favorite werewolf
legends.
Oh,
because I've read it as a cat.
It is my favorite
werewolf
legend. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a story. You can see it as a werewolf. You can see it as whatever. It was also featured in Red Riding Hood,
yeah.
Which is basically there.
Which is not my favorite werewolf movie.
I kind of like it.
I like it because the dad be hot.
Oh, that's Charlie from Twilight. Daddy. Yeah. Like, he's also in Twilight.
He is also pretty age appropriate for me. So
it's funny because the Twilight fandom grew up and everybody calls him Daddy Charlie. Because damn.
But he has that mustache.
He has the mustache in Twilight. Exactly.
He's a woodcutter or some bullshit in the other one.
Yes, it's funny. It's
he's also my tall, dark, and yummy.
Handsome.
Yeah.
So, basically.
And he's a werewolf. All good things.
Spoiler alert.
That's an old movie, but anyway.
So, in the story, or the tale, or the legend, or whatever, there's been, like, a werewolf killing people, so they've been on, like, werewolf hunts. This guy leaves his wife at home to cook dinner, or some shit like that, because they're going on a werewolf hunt. He ends up cutting the werewolf's hand off, and he's like, I caught the werewolf's hand, blah, 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 wraps it up, comes home. His wife's acting all weird, got her back to him, doesn't want to face him. He's like, dude, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And he's like, look what I found, look what I found. And he opens up the fucking wrap, and it's a woman's hand. And his wife turns around, he turns his wife around, and her hand is gone.
Yeah. And they do that in the...
That movie. Yes.
But also...
It's one of my favorite tales.
It's one of my favorite shapeshifter tales, and I read about it in scary stories, scary stories to read in the dark,
right?
Or like, more scary stories to read in the dark, and it's a Black Panther, a she, like yeah, a she panther, and it's a Black Panther that's been terrorizing the town, but it's in the Southwest, which makes sense why it would be a Black Panther and not a wolf, because like a lot of the werewolf stories come from European nations where wolves were one of the biggest predators that they had to fear. Like you were mentioning a lot of French, and I saw a lot of German, and wolves were one of their biggest predators. And in Russia as well, wolves and bears are their biggest predators. And in the South, panthers and big cats would be the big predators. Because like in different regions of the world, they have werewolf tales, except they're not werewolves, they're werecats or werehyenas or whatever. So like I love that story. But I always, it was a black paw that turned into a woman's hand instead of a werewolf paw. But I love that story. It's also one of my favorites.
I love it.
Favorite.
It's been adapted so many times.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, because it's regional, right? So, in Germany or France, it would have been a werewolf, but in South America or the southwestern North America.
Or a grizzly.
A grizzly. That would make a lot of sense, especially, like, up in, like, Alaska ways.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Where the hell are grizzlies? Washington State?
Yeah, like way north, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them. I mean, they're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous, but fucking no.
I'd rather see that in life. Nope. Yeah. I don't need to see that in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're huge.
They're
America's biggest predator, right?
Yeah, pretty sure. Okay. Unless you count polar bears. You don't mean North America, you just mean us, America.
United States.
Yeah, I think that's completely accurate. They're fucking massive and terrifying.
You know, part of me wonders if the giant grizzly bear, because it had more, it was over the United States more than just where it is now, obviously, before people came.
Right.
Part of me wonders if that has to do with, like, the Wendigo legend. Like, you know, or like there's some Native American legends.
Can't wait to talk about.
I know, right? I know. But like, there's things that were terrorizing Native American tribes. Don't go into the woods. There's this huge monster.
Right. And was it really just a bear?
A huge grizzly bear. Because like, grizzlies used to.
They revered bears, so they wouldn't want to be like, it's a bear terrorizing us, right? Because it's one of their protectors.
Right. Well, and they used to get huge.
Oh, yeah.
When they had no, like...
No, yeah. No people shooting guns at them.
Oh, my God, they got ginormous.
I believe it, because didn't they... Weren't they evolved from, like, ginormous-ass fucking whatever those bigger bears were
in
prehistoric
times?
All right, before I sound stupid, so what's your favorite, like, because there's different ways that people could be turned into werewolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
what's your favorite?
Obviously, it's the fucking bite of the werewolf. Like, that's it. Wait. First of all, I read about a salve. That's lame as fuck. Like, that's lame.
I find the salve stupid.
Yeah. That's dumb.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of putting on a wolf skin, but to me, that's not gonna turn you into a werewolf. That's gonna do the whole sweet... You know, spiritual shimmer,
and now you're into an
actual wolf. That's what I think when I read about the on skin.
Yeah, and that makes sense because in Slavic territories, Veles is the god of the underworld and the god of the waters, and he would put on a bear skin or a wolf skin and become like the animal.
See, that's what I. That's yeah. Yeah.
And,
so,
and he was a deity, so like it makes sense with the whole.
Shimmer,
pretty fae thing.
Now, as for, like, werewolves that we know, probably gonna be a bite or a scratch. Yeah. I love the bite or the scratch of the werewolf.
You know,
bitch,
I
it's all a werewolf. Sorry, that's what Ben he'll see.
I totally understand, and it makes the most... It makes the most sense, but in this research I read that also, which I don't believe I ever had heard of this before, but especially in Russia, they have like this belief that there's an incantation that you say and it turns you into a werewolf. I kind of dig that. Like, A, it makes it a choice thing. You choose.
It doesn't work. You can't cast a spell to turn yourself into a mermaid or a werewolf.
You know what? Shut up. I still like it. Like, I know. I just had shades of that mermaid episode.
Recently. I know.
Which, you know what, guys? The mermaid episode hasn't gotten enough love. If you haven't listened to it yet, take a swim in the mermaid waters.
It used to be, like, a big thing, like, on YouTube or, like, whatever in the early 2000s when YouTube was first coming out and shit. People would be like, this is the spell I used to turn into a mermaid. It really worked. It
bullshit.
Doesn't. Bullshit.
Are they splashing in the background? I don't think so. It didn't
yeah,
work.
I'm pissed.
No. Like,
bullshit. Maybe a tea. Maybe a tea.
Oh, drink a tea. Special tea.
Maybe.
Maybe. So, you know, getting bitten or scratched, incantations, a salve. Are there any other ways? Well, and then, I guess, so, there would be hereditary werewolves are
brought
into play.
I like that.
Right?
I do like hereditary werewolves.
Yeah, so, like,
because
if your parent's a werewolf, you're going to be a werewolf, like in Teen Wolf.
If your mom got bit by a werewolf
when she was pregnant with you.
Or even when she's not pregnant with you, like, and then she gets pregnant with you. To me, the werewolf is the curse of the werewolf, so you would label it a disease, right? Sometimes pregnant women can pass a disease on to their child.
Yep.
So
no,
I
can
say
it.
To that.
I like the hereditary thought of the werewolf as well.
I do.
Especially along with the incantation one, because then it's like, I choose to become a werewolf and have a line of werewolves. I know it's lame, guys. Don't care if you judge me. I am who I am. And
you're getting close to lycanthrop. What is it?
Lycanthropy?
Lycanthropy. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Lycanthropy.
Yeah. I'm not saying I want to be a werewolf, but you're right. Yeah, that is pretty close to that.
No, I think.
Apparently, I still like that best, though. Yep. Yeah, my mind has not changed.
So, basically, with lycanthropy, it's where someone actually believes that they can turn into a werewolf. Look, we're not trying to offend anybody because I realize this is on the rise with TikTok and stuff. But, like, that's a mental illness called lycanthropy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's only been 54 cases from what I read in the United States from 1850-something, or at least, maybe it was 1880, to 2005. That's not very many cases. It's a very rare mental illness.
Right.
And most cases happened in the 60s and 70s, which leads me to believe probably has to do with
pop culture.
Drugs.
Oh, drugs.
Yeah.
But also pop culture, because, like, movies, like,
about that kind of thing were starting to come out,
or those people would have
been
watching.
Well, I was thinking psychedelics as well.
Yeah, no,
people
that makes
are,
sense.
Like, on drugs, and they're like,
yeah.
I feel my skin turning into, like, a you guys look at me. And everybody's just like, bro, you need to sleep that one off, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think about lycanthropy that much, but I think that some people probably got put to death during those werewolf trials in the 1600s, 1700s. Maybe a few did have lycanthropy.
And they actually
thought? You know, they thought, really, I'm a wolf. I need blood to survive. I need to live in the woods. I need to prey on
Dale,
small children.
From the King of the Hill episode. Have
right?
you seen it?
Yes, he got bit by the raccoon, and you can see he has rabies. Which leads us to rabies, because
oh,
I think that
gosh.
Is much more likely
oh,
and scary as far
terrifying.
As werewolfy stuff goes. Like, rabies, like, if I get bit by a rabid thing and, like, if I am bit by a rabid bat, I may not even know in time to get treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so
that's
like, that
why
shouldn't really happen.
If I were to get bit by, like, a mouse
oh,
or a bat, I'd probably just go immediately to the ER and get the shots anyway. Because
well,
you can get them
like,
anyway. It's not going to hurt you if you have it or not.
But some bats, they have, like, they have a way of biting you that you, like, won't even know. Like,
I don't think
feel
they're
it.
In America. Because those bats drink blood. And because I watched a documentary on that. And what it is their saliva has,
right,
a, numbing
has a numbing agent.
Agent.
And they are in Texas.
Oh, they are? They are?
They're
okay.
In the southern U.S.
Okay, I didn't
I'm, like, almost... almost positive because there was a Lou Diamond Phillips movie in the 90s about bats. I think it's called Bats. I think it's called John Carpenter's Bats. I could be wrong. Feel free to correct me. I don't give a fuck. But, like, I learned a bit about bats during all the bat movies that I watched.
Wait,
and I'm pretty sure vampire bats do exist in the southern U.S.
Also, I have no idea when you get bitten by an animal with rabies. Shout out to the guy that threw the rabid cat.
Yeah, go you, dude.
Know? Dude, he was like, son of a bitch. Or, dude, it's
dude,
actually
that butt
really...
cat was gonna fuck him up.
Well, dude,
it did fuck him up. What am I saying?
It fucked both of them up.
Yeah.
Dude, apparently, they had to get like 57 shots because it was rabid. I thought it was just a one shot, one and done.
No, oh,
no.
It's
in...
a painful series, I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that many. I heard it was like. A series
oh, I think
of, like,
it was between, them, between
oh,
the two of
okay.
them. So it was like,
but like,
20
I heard it was like horribly painful, and you have to get it in your stomach, like direct, just shot right in the stomach.
You know,
I don't know.
But the scary thing about rabies is once you start showing symptoms,
it's too late.
Too late.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what scares me about rabies is like that.
Thank
legit
God it's
could happen.
Not common at all. Like I think there's been 3 people that have died from rabies.
Nowadays, yeah.
Oh,
but
nowadays,
like back
yeah.
then,
oh,
I think it was probably pretty common, which is probably where werewolf legends kind of evolved from, I think. That's
just,
my guess.
It makes me sad, rabies, because I had watched a mini documentary on it, which actually made me really sick, because there was a guy that did have rabies that they documented. They didn't give him rabies as a science experiment. That would be cool and unusual.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
He had already documented
it.
Yes. So they were taking advantage while they could to document it.
Okay.
It actually makes you terrified of water. It's not, oh, I'm thirsty, I can't drink. It's, I'm terrified. It's hydrophobia.
Right.
And then you start having hallucinations, and these are not normal hallucinations.
They're fear-induced, right?
Yes. So the guy, oh, I got chills because it's so scary. The guy fucking, he was terrified. That's why they're aggressive. That's why... animals are aggressive. That's why you're aggressive, because
you're scared.
Terrified.
You're just in a constant state of defending yourself.
Yes. And his family came in and they were trying to calm him down. Didn't recognize him. Had no idea who they were. Because the rabies germ or
it
whatever
changes
it is,
your
it
brain.
Eats your brain.
Yeah.
It eats a certain...
That's
like,
why there's like once you start showing symptoms, it's too late because you can't be saved.
Fuck that.
Your
it's actually terrifying. I'm scared.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
It's scary.
Like it is. That's why like... when I talk about not going up to wild animals, there's a lot of reasons, and that's
oh me either. I'll watch them from afar. I love them very much, but I can't.
Yeah, no, I'm a dumbass, but I'm not gonna
also,
go out
did you
like
know
that.
Cat scratch fever is like
a thing.
It's
yeah,
like super
totally.
Common, which is weird because I used to get
yeah.
scratched by cats all the time, but it can fucking kill me.
I didn't know it could kill you. I just knew it could like make you sick or crazy.
Very sick. Yeah, you have to go to the ER. I had no idea because I guess they have like a bacteria on their arm, on their claws or whatever, which
right.
makes sense because
they
dig in
the
litter,
mm-hmm.
you know. But like,
gross.
I didn't realize it was like a super common, like, big thing because I grew up with like 12 cats at a time, living, you know, outside and inside cats, and I was scratched often.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and my mom got cat scratch fever from.
Really?
Yeah, my. Former stepfather's indoor-outdoor cat that, like, it was his cat, and when my mother moved in, he was like, fuck you, bitch. And, like, eventually he loved her, but he was still too rough with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when he'd scratch her, she'd get, like, bad infection and stuff. She had to go to the doctor. Yeah.
Do you
cute.
Hear that? What is that? Is that something outside?
Probably far-off train or something?
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
you heard
time of night,
right?
yeah. Huh. Time of night seems about right. We have trains in Joplin, you know, one of them quaint little things, little town stuff. But, okay, so...
It's so funny you call Joplin a little town, because my town is literally smaller than half of Joplin.
I know, but I was born in Houston.
So right, and you were in Memphis, yeah, too, so it's little to you. To me, it's a big city.
Yeah, like, I've lived in Miami, I've lived in Philadelphia, I've lived in Houston, I've lived in Memphis, yeah. I like this town, though, I mean, that's why we stayed here, but, yeah, to me, it is a little town, that's why I like it, but, also, like, it just seems to me that I don't see trains go through big, big towns. It seems like a quaint small town thing to me.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. But then again, like, there was a train that went through Memphis. So, like, it is a me thing. Mm-hmm. It's a me thing. The quaint small towns and trains thing. It is a whistle stop cafe. That is what that is. Sorry, it was like a whole mental process to get to that. But what I was going to say is my favorite thing about werewolves is, like, werewolf culture, like the were thing, it's like regional, and they all have their own were creatures. I love that. And I wonder, like, do you know of a cure other than wolfsbane and silver bullets for werewolf?
I don't think there is a cure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think there is. Like, outside, like...
No, I mean, like, legend-wise, I can't think of anything.
Well, wolfsbane, I know, right, was a cure, but it usually killed people. It didn't kill
them. Yeah, exactly. Poisoned
them. And there was two other things that they said, but that also killed people.
To me, silver kills them. Yes. Is it a cure?
I'll Google it. I guess it would be a cure for the soul, right? Because your soul would go back to being human, so you could, like, go to heaven or whatever, and not be, like, a bane of hell. But speaking of a bane of hell, one dude back in, what was it, the 1800s, 1700s, 1692. 1692, this guy whose name was, like, Olus something or something. I don't remember his name, but he claimed that he and many other werewolves were actually the hounds of God who were sent down to hell to kill witches and demons so that they couldn't come up to earth and take the spoiled grain from the failed crops, which doesn't make sense to me other than, I guess, it's spoiled so that hell people would eat it. Is that the point?
I don't know, but his little story didn't work.
It was weird. Yeah, he got 10 lashings for being superstitious and something else.
Oh, I guess it did work, but it
he didn't die. He didn't die as a werewolf, but he got 10 lashings.
Werewolf cure medicinally, usually with the use of wolfsbane, which is actually poisonous, so it kills you.
Usually kill
you. And also by exorcism.
Aha. Uh-huh. Which actually, like, that makes sense, because, so Tim from Against All Oddities podcast, he recommended to me a movie called You Won't Be Alone, because he's like, it's really Slavic feeling, and it's kind of like, you know, scary, werewolfy. And, it's a really interesting movie. It's on Peacock. You should check it out. Totally subtitles. Beautiful. But they call her the Wolf Eateress. And at one point when she is inside a dude and they think he's all weird, they try to exorcise him. And I was like, they're going to kill her. They're going to fucking kill her. They don't. They never fucking
kill her. I could totally see that because, you know, werewolves were hunted in Europe like witches.
Yeah.
They went along with the witch hunts.
They did.
But I think they did that also with vampires, right? They hunted vampires? Or were vampires?
I think that was a more Eastern European thing. Oh, okay. I believe. I'm not sure. But I feel like that I did read that in, like, the France and Germany area, mm-hmm, it was along with witches, and in Eastern Europe, it was along with vampires.
Dear God, Europe was so superstitious.
Yeah. Lots of dark woods to give your...
Catholicism.
Lots of dark woods to make your brain just start and turning and turning.
Right.
And I mean, like, so really, werewolves were probably serial killers, guys. That was the first thing I ever learned about werewolves, honestly.
It does suck. I'm being real with you.
Yeah.
I like the idea of werewolves not serial killers.
But it makes sense to me
that
they would be like, this member of our community has been killing people. Obviously, they're part animal. Obviously, they're not really a human, right?
Right? You wouldn't want to admit that a human could be that shitty.
Right, and you wouldn't want to admit that somebody that you probably, you went to church with all the time, you celebrated your holidays and births and weddings and all this stuff together, that really they were capable of doing those things to your loved ones that they did. Mm-hmm. And so you want to think that there was something worse at afoot, that there was something truly evil, which there was something truly evil. But you want to think that it wasn't the person that was truly mm-hmm. evil, that it was an outside force maybe beyond their control. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me think of the strength card in tarot, because the strength card in tarot is almost always a person who is overcoming a beast, usually mm-hmm. a lion. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to represent us as people being able to overcome our animal instincts. Mm-hmm. And when you are somebody who does hurt others for your own pleasure or your own desires. Oh, my battery backup died.
Oh.
I wonder if the lighting changes.
Okay, I was like, did something happen to my thing?
No, well, actually, did it die or did it just turn off? Oh, yeah, it died. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me that you'd want to convince yourself.
Right,
I
think people
worse.
Do that to this day anyway.
Yeah,
maybe not necessarily spiritually, saying, oh, they're witches, but something else.
No, they do. Like, people like to blame stuff. Like, I personally have had to get over wanting to blame other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always want to blame something
Absolutely.
When something goes
Absolutely.
Wrong. You want to be like, oh, okay, I'll call us witches out. We want to be like, oh, is it Mercury retrograde? Yes,
it is.
It actually
is.
You know, there's all those memes about like, oh, I'm acting out of character. What planets are out of alignment today? We all look for reasons.
Yes.
And whether I believe, which I totally believe, that the reasons are right when it is planets
what
out of alignment.
The moon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I do believe in those reasons. But looking for those kinds of reasons makes me understand why people look for the other kinds of reasons. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense that you don't want to believe that about the people you care about.
Mm-hmm.
But, so here's some real talk then, because we kind of off the table talked and just now brought up the serial killer thing, and that's the most likely
mm-hmm.
back story to werewolves. So do you believe werewolves are really a thing?
Absolutely. I do. But I always have, and I do believe in vampires, too, so fucking sue me. You know, like, I just believe that there's more than people. You know, I also believe that there are angels walking among us, or whatever
yep.
you want to call them.
Well, and I think for me, it's, I believe in shapeshifters. I do believe in shapeshifters. But I don't know if I believe in werewolves.
Maybe I should say what you're saying, because I believe in shapeshifters, but as for werewolves
like
being like a monster, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if you guys are on our YouTube, you will enjoy that visual. If you're not on YouTube, you missed what I just did
because
I forgot I was on camera.
I think I believe more the putting on the skin and then the gentle light and you fall. Like, it's beautiful
believe,
in my head because,
really
like, the
do.
Light comes and then the person falls all fours and they're in the shape of a wolf. I believe in that, absolutely.
I really do. And, like, in that movie, like, You Won't Be Alone, it's really fucking weird. She, like, puts some of the thing into her.
I don't
And then she,
that.
Like,
yeah.
goes down into a wolf. So instead of putting the wolf skin over, she's putting the wolf skin in her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she straight up transformed into
you
a wolf.
Fall into you, yeah.
Yeah, she like just all fours like was a wolf.
But I think it's a gift. I don't think it's a curse. I think it's a gift that some people very rare have.
And in a way, in this movie, it was a gift. I mean, it was passed along. Like the wolf Eitris had to pick. She gets one witch spit, is what they called it. She gets one witch spit, and when she does the witch spit, she claws, I guess right over the heart, because I'm pretty sure it was on this side. She claws, and there's four, like, distinct-ass claw marks. And then she spits blood onto the wound. And then it, like, fucking shimmers gold and shit. And then that's where you can open up and put the material in to change, right? And it's like a gift. It's it is like a gift. They live longer because, like, they went through, like, this girl went through, like, a long time. She lived as multiple different people because she accidentally, I don't want to ruin it. But anyway, she, like, she lived a long time. And obviously, Old Maid Maria, the one that made the girl into a wolf eatress, she had been alive a long time. And I would assume that the lady that made Old Maid Maria into a wolf eatress had also been alive a really long time. And you know what? I'm just gonna throw this out here because I didn't tell you this part. Old Maid Maria, she was an old maid. That's why she was called Old Maid Maria. And so some dude's family sent for her to be like, hey, do you want to marry our son? She goes back with them after her father, like, gets the dowry. He's fucking, like, dying of tuberculosis.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, we want you to marry him so that he can spread his seed before he dies.
Bitch, that's gonna spread his tuberculosis.
That's exactly what fucking happened.
Good God.
And then she goes and gets the witch mark because she's like, I don't want to die. And then she goes and drinks some blood to try and save her life. And then they burn her alive because she's a witch. You made her sleep with a fucking dude that was going to kill her so that he could go to heaven having not been a virgin. That was their whole point. They had to tie her down.
So it was rape?
Yeah. It's horrible. Like, I mean, it's not horrible. Like, they don't, I mean, it is horrible because of the whole concept. They don't show, like, he's, like, dying. Like, they are, like, it is awful. Like, that poor old Maid Maria. I feel bad for her.
That's so weird.
She's like in her late 30s at this point. But she's called Old Maid Maria because at that point she's an old maid.
27, no yeah, property or prospects.
Right, yeah, exactly. that was a Jane Eyre. Jane Austen reference. But like, I can't believe that. Did that really happen to women? I feel like that's 100% accurate. I feel like that happened.
I feel like tuberculosis...
I feel like that's why it was in there.
Tuberculosis is still around, but there's a shot. But I didn't realize it's still so bad that, like, if you have it, they literally isolate you, and then they give you the shot, and you're in it for, like, a while.
Wow.
Also, wait, didn't the girl in Moulin Rouge die from tuberculosis?
That I think so.
That bitch was fucking everyone. She was a prostitute. How was it not spread around?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is, like, that shit fucked me up, and I meant to tell you about it. But it's a beautiful movie. Don't let it discourage you from watching. Because, like, obviously, that scene is portrayed in how wrong it was that this was done to her. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, she needs to take her lumps, you know? It's like, this is why she is, you know, because she's, like, scarred from head to toe in most of the movie, and so now you find out why. It's fucked up, but it's a great movie, and she's a shapeshifter, so I guess I'll talk more about it when we do an actual shapeshifter episode, because I'm excited for that, because as I was reading about the werewolf stuff, I wanted to go into shapeshifter, and I was like, I bet we're going to do just a shapeshifter episode because that in and of itself
I know,
is
it's,
like a
well, and it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
Werewolf is more like pop culture
paranormal,
and legend
yeah.
and paranormal, whereas shapeshifter is more of a
definitely
spiritual.
Spiritual, absolutely, yeah, because, like, yeah, there's so much to go into there.
Which we but will at a later date.
We will. So tell us what you guys think about werewolves on Twitter at Classiest Witches, because I truly want to know what your thoughts are, because, like, just like Bigfoot, which was the last episode, if you haven't listened, go back and listen now that this one's over. But, like, just like there's so much Bigfoot stuff, there's so much different werewolf stuff. Like, where do you lie with it? I'm curious.
And don't forget to find us on Instagram at WitchesTalkingTarot. And if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe and comment. Help us get our engagement up.
We love that. Yes. Speaking of things we love, hey, Melissa, we love you.
Yes.
Yes, and Melissa gets a shout-out because she's one of our patrons on Patreon. She's our top-tier patron. If you would like to know what it's all about, go to patreon.com/WitchesTalkingTarot. And
we will see you
know, all
next
that
week.
Jazz. Thanks for coming to sit with us for a spell.
Welcome to the Phantom Jukebox. I'm Ty.
And I'm Joe. And we're two musicians that dive into the world of music, its myths, conspiracies, and bizarre music history.
We discuss things like, did Elvis fake his own death?
Is Stevie Wonder really blind?
Is Dolly Parton's husband actually real?
Find out all that and more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or your favorite streaming service.
It's Tuesday, or maybe it isn't, but Tuesday is about to be your favorite day of the week.
You bet. She's Jenny.
And she's Caitlin. We're teachers, we're moms, we're friends, and we're funny.
I mean, I certainly think we are.
We're here to teach you what we had to learn and maybe save you some of the embarrassment.
Absolutely. We discuss all topics from the serious to the silly. Things like how to improve your resume and cover letter, advocating for yourself when talking to your doctor, what to expect when you're getting Botox, or how to wash your face at night.
And we can help you participate in that water cooler chat about sports and world events. And if you're feeling like your life is a mess, don't worry. We can relate.
Yeah, we're not afraid to tell you all the mortifying and hilarious things about our own lives, professionally or personally.
We're shameless. We're rated G. We're slightly crazy. Come hang with us.
It's the CK and GK podcast. New episodes drop every Tuesday, everywhere you listen. Have you laughed today?
Hi there, I'm Dustin. Do you have a comfort show that you always go back to? Or perhaps there's a TV series you haven't seen in a while and wonder if it's still any good? Well, welcome to the Rewatch Recap, a show where friends and I will queue up an older TV show we've seen and then give a breakdown with commentary of how we feel watching it now, and making fun of it if it doesn't hold up, of course. Dropping episodes weekly, it's easy to rewatch along with us. We'll be focusing on shows from most any era, so suggestions are always welcome. It's sure to be fun, so be sure to check in with us every Monday on the Rewatch Recap.